catching like the warmth that's escaping from my head. So I feel warm for like the first time in a long. Oh, it might be the bourbon. It's probably the bourbon. Never mind.
Well,
I still feel. It probably it's not fucking hurting right now.
Yeah, I have no heater.
Cold all day.
I don't have a heater in the murder shop. It's fucking cold.
I bet it is. Is it above freezing there?
You mean in Baton Rouge?
In Baton Rouge, yeah.
Let's see. Let's take a look at the weather
app. It's 33 degrees in New Orleans.
Yeah, my driveway is frozen.
Yeah.
Because my neighbor turned on her hose. I guess so her pipes wouldn't freeze, but it's the hose on the side of her house by my driveway, so it just has been. Yeah, it's 32 degrees right now.
Well, okay. Well, the sun's going down, so it'll probably be.
Feels like 24.
Yeah. You're dropping precipitously.
Yeah.
What's going to get down to tonight? 27, 26, 26 degrees tonight.
Yeah, mine says 19.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I'm chilling quite literally in the murder shop. I have some tea, which is steaming violently, but that's about it.
It's a cold, cold time.
It is. So I got a coat on. I have my usual hoodie, but I've got a coat over that. And I brought a hat. I don't know why, because the headphones I use for this have big cat ears on them, so I can't wear a hat.
Yeah, I was thinking your head's gonna get cold. I mean, you obviously have more hair than I do, because you know, Kojak at 5 o'clock in the afternoon has more hair than I do on his head. But Kojak? That's the first bald person I can think of. Kojak. Anyway, but yeah, the your particular headphones would preclude you from. Wearing a warm cap of most styles.
Yeah. I guess I could have a put on a stocking cap, a knit cap as it were.
Don't put it underneath the headphones?
Yeah, but I don't have one with me. Oh. So I guess fuck it. Because James.
Ah.
Hey James.
Ah. Yes, James. Nick. Sorry, that was a little bit
James.
Yeah, Nick. What? Yes. What?
Welcome to Dork.
Yes. Welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore. You're listening to Dork episode 170. It's fucking cold outside. I went to work today. Did you, James?
No.
Yeah, I went to fucking work.
I did not. I had one of the least productive days of my entire life.
Hmm.
And I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I went to work, and
you went to work.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it wasn't productive,
but
like I got there. Like first off, when I woke up this morning, I texted. I was like, "Hey, man, are we open this morning?" Because the state police says no, and they're like, "Yeah." So I get there, and there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, what the fuck? So I was there. And I did things, but it was like doing things that I'd already done that client wanted. Like it was just a whole pissy day.
That's redundancy.
Yeah, which made everything worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, fuck, fuckity fuck. So, yeah, that was today. And I got home and my whole driveway is ice. Which you gotta kind of plot when you have a V8 pickup truck. You're going up a driveway. You have to kind of go. Like, you have to be moving when you hit it in a straight line.
Right.
Otherwise, you know,
because your momentum
gun
in whatever direction you're heading.
Yeah, it's like driving a hovercraft.
Yeah.
So you can't stomp it. Or you can't even put a little bit of gas on it because the wheels spin out.
Rather easily. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. On the way to work this morning, I passed like three cars in ditches.
I'm not surprised.
No. And in weird ways, like there was a van that looked like it had backed into a ditch in front of a park. There wasn't a driveway in front of it or anything. Like I couldn't figure out how he got himself that way. But yeah, let's go slow.
Yes.
Go very, very slow and not really touch the gas.
Do it slowly.
Yeah. So I made it there and I had plenty of places to park. So I didn't have, I did kind of slide into the main drive of the office though.
Oh.
Thankfully there was a patch of grass to stop me from going all over.
All wild.
Yeah, man. It's icy. I'm keeping an eye on my tea, which is in a Yeti mug, which means it's going to burn me, even though the outside of the cup is cold. So, I don't know. In a weird place. Like, I want it. I have a problem with burning myself, James. Like, I burn myself a lot. Carol will cook food, put it on a plate, and then not let me have it. Because she's like, no, it's too hot. You will burn yourself. Like, I'm 5. But she's right. I will totally burn myself. I will quickly start shoveling it into my mouth. But I have a problem on the opposite side, too. Like smoothies, I would totally jam them in my mouth. I get a brain freeze every time.
I think your problem is you just put things in your mouth too quickly.
Yeah. Well, you would know.
Yes, I would.
Penis!
it was masturbating. Which you can't do with a mouth.
Maybe yeah. You.
Yes, me.
There's a kid at summer camp that totally could.
How do you know?
We caught him.
Oh. Okay.
He was blowing himself in his bunk. We like Dude. Heard noises, like a squeaking coming from his bunk, and so we crept over and flipped on the light, and he was under his sheet. He's one of those guys that didn't bring a sleeping bag. He like made a bed in his bunk at camp. He was under a sheet, and he had his legs up over his head. We're like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. Like, you're totally sucking your own dick. No, I'm not. I'm just, this is how I sleep. My legs up, jamming my cock into my face. Which, I mean, you know, I guess yeah. if you're gonna do it, if you can, why not?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I just... I never meet anybody that can do that because, like, anytime you hear somebody, you know, say, like, whoa, if I could do that, you know, what's to say? What do they always say?
I'd never leave the house.
I'd never leave the house, which is why you never meet anybody who can do that because they're all at home sucking their own dicks.
That's fair. It kind of wraps itself up.
Exactly. Just like that kid at summer camp.
Well, there's that Will Ferrell sketch where he was in the yoga class, and I think Tobey Maguire was the teacher. And Will Ferrell had been going to the class for like 10 years, and he finally got to where he could suck his own dick. So he just starts blowing himself in the class. Typical girl's like, hey, could you stop that? He's like, nah, man, look, I've been trying to do this for 10 years, and I'm there. So just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Suck my dick. I mean, you know, you think the plaything to be is like, oh, I got there. I'm headed home.
Yeah, exactly. I got there. Yeah. Mission accomplished. Now to spend the rest of my life at home sucking my own dick.
So
it's cold here as well.
Yeah.
I haven't had water all day because the pipes are frozen.
In your house?
In my house.
That blows.
Yeah. I kind of expected it because even when like we left the faucets dripping last time and it froze, and like they like, you know, they still froze because I guess we didn't leave them dripping enough. And so I filled up the tub with water so I could use it to flush the toilet. And then I have like 5 drinking bottles of water and a bunch of pitchers for like hand washing and dishwashing or whatever. But I've only used 1 bowl for like 3 different meals.
That sucks.
Yeah, but I don't want to go out because the roads are fucking full of ice. I don't even want to go outside.
You don't have anything in walking distance?
Yeah, but it's cold outside.
Dude, wipe your vagina. Go get some paper plates.
I don't mind. I'm not going to go outside just for paper plates so that I don't have to wait an extra 24 hours to wash these dishes. I can deal with that. If there's something more urgent I need to go outside for, maybe. But I'm not going to go outside just for fucking paper plates.
See, if you were more wasteful, you'd be prepped for this.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be an issue. It's just like instead of like having more trash, I have more dishes to clean, which is only like 1 now. I've got a fork, a spoon, and a bowl that are dirty right now. So,
I would have just thrown all those things away. like directly into the trash. I can't wash them now. Into the garbage it goes.
You don't let
things else goes in there. All this plastic. Fuck it. I don't have time to wait for the guy. They canceled recycling pickup. It's too cold. So into the garbage it goes.
In the garbage chute, fly boy.
Adios.
Out of my trash. Oh. Speaking of things that have to do with someone saying into the garbage chute, fly boy. My mom, my sister took my mother to see Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And like none of her children had told my mother that Luke died at the end. Oh, by the way, spoiler. Way to go. She was so pissed off at us. She was like, Luke died! He died! I was like, yeah. Well, we weren't going to tell you that. It happens at the very end of the movie, you know?
Yeah, but he Jedi'd. Like, it doesn't count.
Because he'll be back like Yoda, like throwing force lightning in another universe, whatever.
Right?
Making lightning happen, yeah. Does that count as force lightning, what Yoda did? When he like made lightning strike the Jedi temple or Jedi library, whatever it's called?
I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, it's not exactly the same as like shooting it out of your hands, but still. Anyway, but yeah, but like my mom was pissed off.
Would she have preferred if y'all spoiled it for her?
See, that's the thing. Like, you know, I'm sure she wouldn't have. She probably would not have gone just to go see it, but you know. And what's funny is like she was like saying, like, I got you know, I brought her around after a while. She was all like, you know, I was kind of tired of hearing him whine throughout the movie. So, you know.
So die. Die. He's so whiny.
I was going to go to Tashi Station and pick up some Sacred Jedi texts.
Fuck it. I'm going to burn him. I'll burn him, you whiny bitch. Blam! You think she would have been more pissed if you would have told her that Leia died? And then she went and saw it?
And then Leia didn't die?
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably would have pissed her off. I was so disappointed in you.
You should have told her, five other people died.
Yeah. Finn dies, and Rey dies, and Kylo Ren.
Only one left is Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
He and Snoke like, fuck.
Give me everything.
Yeah, right in the mouth.
Sorry, that's the pussy punch.
Dude, if there's not a Last Jedi porn parody with a Supreme Leader Poke instead of Snoke, they're wasting an opportunity. That one's right there.
Yeah. He probably looks like a giant vagina in the porn parody.
Yeah, like that slash on his face.
Yeah, because he's not that far. Yeah, I was saying he's not that far from it right now.
It's just a goo of a goo. Blam.
That's a boysy voice. Anyway, so yeah.
I'm trying to think of other dorky news. I read today that it looks like Tom Holland's going to make an appearance in the Venom movie, but I don't think that surprises anybody.
No. Because it's
fucking Venom.
Yeah, Venom is a Spider-Man character. The Jessica Jones season is starting March 8th. The new season of Jessica Jones on Netflix.
Yeah. Altered Carbon starts February 2nd.
Right.
Black
Panther is in theaters February 16th.
Yeah. We're going to be busy.
Have you seen Black Lightning?
I have not. I haven't. Dude, I'm so behind on the whole CW universe.
I am really also. I used to keep up with Flash, and then like I kind of got tired of it at the end of the last season. But I want to check out this Crisis on Earth X crossover thing, and my CW app on my TV has like all the episodes right now, so I might do that on my super non-productive the rest of my super non-productive day. I watched Black Lightning on that, and I watched an episode of Supergirl since that's on Netflix, and I'm still not done with season two. So I'm like way behind, but I'm still like, you know, not, I mean, I still like know some things about them.
So how was Black Lightning?
It was pretty good, actually. It was, you know, it kind of made sense all in context about what was going on. So, I mean, but it's a season premiere, so they haven't had a chance to fuck up much yet. They're just introducing people. And the music is like interesting because like they like there's like lots of shots that are like in slow motion. They're playing the music. It's like, oh, these are like little tiny music videos that they're showing, kind of like Luke Cage. And one of the songs actually was on in the Luke Cage series as well. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, it's the same. It's a similar vibe. But it's quite of a cross between like the Luke Cage vibe and the general CW vibe.
That is probably not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Luke Cage got some really good reviews.
Yeah. And the guy, and maybe he's played Martin Luther King, but the guy that plays this police chief, like looks a lot like in the first scene that they show him, like, you know, answering questions from reporters about mysterious happenings and like gang violence and shit. He like looks like he's like doing like a Martin Luther King impersonation. I was like, this guy has probably played Martin Luther King in like a TV movie or something. And I just am forgetting it. But if only I had like an internet movie database that I could look up shit like that on.
You could totally check that out. Has this guy ever played Martin Luther King? No.
Yeah, I so far recommend it. I mean, I've seen one episode, so it's hard to. There he is. It's hard to say like how good it's going to be, but you know, it's worth following up with, as far as I'm concerned.
So did he?
And what's his name? Inspector? No.
He's a chief.
There he is. No, but he's in Whiplash. Let me see. When you do the old Control G.
Whiplash, the jazz movie?
Yeah. The one with J.K. Simmons and the Miles Teller.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was jazz. It's about a drummer.
This is about jazz. It's about jazz and pedagogy. As a teacher, I think you'd want to watch that.
Yes, because I want my students' hands to bleed.
I'm pushing them too hard with the science. But you haven't had to deal with them this week.
No, I haven't had to deal with the kids this week. We had Monday off, and then Tuesday was a teacher planning day, and then today was, Wednesday was canceled because of weather, and Thursday is canceled because of weather, so we'll see how Friday goes.
Yeah, dude, I have been to work every day this week.
You including Monday?
Yeah. My work doesn't care. That's a government holiday. Like, my company's like, whatever. We take off, we get the big ones. We got like Christmas and Thanksgiving. We get Labor Day, I think. Thespis Day.
Thespis Day?
Yeah, it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's a way to get that Friday off after Thanksgiving, but you still count it as like a holiday day. And so it's Thespis Day, the guy who, the patron of theater.
Oh. So. Yeah. Yes.
But it's just an excuse. It's bullshit. Nobody gives a shit about the arts, James.
I give a shit.
If it worked somewhere that gave a shit about the arts, then we probably would have gotten Monday off.
This is true.
Carol got Monday off. Like, they closed the theater. And they've closed it early the past 2 days because everything's frozen. Because they care about the safety of their employees and clients.
Yes. Unlike the place where you
give a shit.
No. Don't give a shit. Don't give a shit. Don't give a damn what you think.
And the thing is, the work we do, a lot of the guys can remote in. They can remote in. And so several of them did. They're like, hey, state police said we shouldn't drive, so I'm going to work from home. I'm going to do exactly what I normally do, but I'm going to do it at my home where it's safe instead of driving, which is not safe, to do the same work there. A couple people got salty. I was like, dude, what the? You just pissed that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, you're pissed that you couldn't come up with it. Like, you didn't have to come in. I came in. I was dumb enough to text. I was like, are we going in? And the guy I texted was like, oh, yeah. But he was the guy who was all pissed that nobody came in. And I was like, what? I'm pissed at you. If I'd have just, followed my own intuition, I would have stayed home. Because that's what made sense. The government said no. The government said, no, you stay home. I was like, okay, government.
So are you bitter?
A little bit.
A little bit? Just a little bit? Just a little bit?
Yeah, I shouldn't have left the house today. Like, when I was walking out the door, Moss followed me, and he was dragging his blanket. He got this, like, baby blanket. And he was dragging it, like, going, hey, come back to bed. You should not be out. It's cold out there. I know. Remember when I went out and peed and ran back inside? Yeah, you need to go out there. And he's like, come on. Hey, did you do that that Google arts and culture thing? That app?
Where they compare your face to some other famous painting or something?
Uh-huh.
No.
I think what the algorithm does is it just compares patches of color and then looks for other patches of color that are on faces. And then, blam, there you go. Because that's what mine looks like. Like, I looked at it, and it was like two babies, Frida Kahlo, and then a portrait of an American merchant. I can't remember his name. But,
John Astor?
No. He was a guy that supported the British during the Revolution. So, yeah. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
He's not super famous. Like, he's famous for having his portrait painted twice. If you look it up on Wikipedia, he's got a Wikipedia page, but it's just because, yeah, this guy had his portrait painted twice. Sure enough, one of them is the one that's supposed to look like me.
Huh.
Which kind of does, I guess. If you'd have put me in a fancy wig and a cravat, I could see it.
People dig the cravats, or they did back in the day.
Yeah, and I guess it's just so they could look fancy pants or to cover up your neck. Although Fred wore one all the time in Scooby-Doo. And he wasn't always somewhere cold. It was just like a style choice.
Oh, yeah.
And what? It seems kind of fancy for doing jeans.
I really liked Velma. Sorry, that's didn't necessarily mean to say that out loud.
Hey, man, who didn't? She's like the original nerd goddess. And if you just Google Velma cosplay, well, my God.
Oh, yes.
They've taken it and run with it. Which is fine. That's A-okay.
Oh my.
Right?
Yes.
And there are all sorts of variations on the theme.
It is a wonderful theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyhow. It's a great combo. A short skirt and tight sweater and big old dorky glasses. Okay. Jinkies.
Jinkies, I don't understand what's happening to my pants. I don't know.
Let's see.
I was trying to think, like, there was like
Ralph. Cartoon
character that I was like deeply in love with. I'm trying to think of it. I think Velma was probably my first like non-human crush.
Ralph Inman is the name of the guy. Ralph Inman, Ralph Inman. He's famous for having his portrait painted twice and for being a merchant in the late 1700s and supporting the British. I don't know how he died, but I'm guessing painfully.
Probably dysentery.
Or in disgrace. Or... yeah, maybe a toothache that went south.
Because medicine was good back then. It was wonderful.
Oh, it was the best. Somebody was asking, on that that Facebook page, are we watching the same movie? There was a kind of a side poll going on for the weekend about guilty pleasures, and it was which one did you like more, Cool World or Bebe's Kids, which came out the same time. It was a while back. It was like 89, I think.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Cool World was Ralph Bakshi. And it had Brad Pitt in it and Kim Basinger as Hollywood.
Hollywood, if she could.
Yeah, and I don't remember the guy who played the artist. Gabriel Byrne, I think.
Yeah, it was Gabriel Byrne, I was about to say.
Yeah. And then there was Bebe's Kids. I don't remember the name of the comic.
Robin Harris?
That sounds right. He had the bit about Bebe's Kids, and they turned that into a whole thing.
Yeah,
and I wasn't allowed to watch either one of those films. I rented them both, went with my mom to the video store. It wasn't Blockbuster. It was just pre-Blockbuster. I rented both of them. I was like, look, it's cartoons. And she's like, okay. And I made the mistake of watching it with my parents. And we started with Cool World, and we didn't make it very far. I was like, no. Yeah, it's, you know, having gone back and seen it later, not bad. But I think Brad Pitt's greatest line will always be, "Noids do not have sex with doodles." He can't deny he said it, because he did. It's on tape.
It's on tape. It's on film.
He did it in a zoot suit. And it was some bullshit, because he was totally banging a doodle.
Yeah, that's usually the way it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I think of cartoons that are not made for kids, and we've talked about this before, was, you know, Watership Down is one of the ones that's like in my formative years that made a big difference in the person I am today.
You're not alone.
Yeah. But my aunt took us to see that, and I was like 4 years old or something.
Jesus, like, Christ.
It's a cartoon. Yeah.
About bunnies.
It's about bunny rabbits. And cats and dogs. Man. Yeah.
Oh, that's, man. That's brutal. That's some brutal shit.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I definitely... I mean, there's not much I remember about being four, but I definitely remember the first time I saw that movie.
I've been that way about Secret of Nim, which is a movie I've seen a lot. I've seen many, many times. Because it's one of the ones we had on beta.
excuse me, beta.
Yeah. And so I watched that a lot. But I remember watching it early. Like, very early. And that owl still creeps me out. I don't think they're doing a live-action remake of that.
The Lee of the Stone.
The Lee of the Stone?
The Lee of the Stone.
Yeah,
there's blood in that one, too.
Yeah, man. Nicodemus got crushed by a fucking cinder block.
Yeah. It wasn't like copious amounts of blood. Like, it wasn't... Watership Down, but there was definitely some mouse blood and some rat blood, and that creepy old owl eating a fucking moth right there.
Mm. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, I guess it came out in 82. And it really fucked with me was that NIMH was a real place. Like, my dad was like, oh, yeah, NIMH's real. That's all based off of, like, real experiments. I was like, what? There are really smarting pants mice out there? And he's like, well, no. I mean, not that I know of. But, you know, they did experiment with mice. They tried to create a utopia, and it didn't work out well.
What the fuck is this?
What's what?
Sorry, there's a thing said Godzilla on Netflix. And I was like, this is not a Godzilla that I'm familiar with. Because it's got, like, these anime characters in front of it.
Yeah, it's like Godzilla the... Or Monster Planet or something. Like, people go back to Earth after having abandoned Earth, and monsters have taken over or some shit.
Huh. I will have to check that out.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I don't know if it's any good.
Well, I mean, I'm still going to check it out. I was just... okay, so the Shin Godzilla movie, they came out, like, I don't know, like a year and a half ago now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it on DVD.
The Godzilla E Godzilla movie.
Yeah. The Godzilla E Godzilla movie, yes. It is so Godzilla, it's Godzilla. But I got it on DVD, and I watched the whole thing. And then, like, since then, I've gone back and watched about 3 minutes of it over and over again, which is, like, my favorite scene. When one of the Godzilla evolution moments, when they send the American bombers after him, and he, like, does this thing where he, like, destroys the bombers and the whole city and the helicopter that the prime minister is on and, like, all this other shit. It's just, like, pure unadulterated explosion destruction. It's just wonderful. And I loved it when I watched it in theater. I loved it when I watched it, you know, again on DVD. And as I go back and, like, okay, I'm going back to, like, 1 hour and 2 minutes into the movie and just watching it for 3 minutes. It is just wonderful. And it's just, like, so fucking joyous to my heart to see that kind of destruction. I don't know what that says about me, but, you know, It's great. So
I don't think I've ever watched one specific tiny point in a film since I was 11. I would have to find bits of nudity in films that we owned to beat off to, because, you know, the internet wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So, like, there was that scene in The Shining where the chick gets out of the tub.
Uh-huh. And she, like, goes back and forth between being young and old.
Well, she starts young and then she switches to old and she's still naked. So if you don't time it right for the rewind, it can get real awkward.
It can.
Especially because you're, like, going back between that and, like, Jack Nicholson's panic phase. And so you have to take some manipulation. Nipulation. Yeah, so that was that one. I'm trying to think of other ones that I used to do that with. There's that sex scene in Rain Man with that Italian broad. But again, that's another one. You have to time it right, because Dustin Hoffman comes in the room and starts, you know, being all Rain Man-y. And so this is, like, a literal space that's usable. Again, I'm saying it's been a very long time.
Right.
I'm fine talking about it now. It was a very long time ago when I think about it. But so there's that. Fuck. There had to have been more. Like, because I didn't get my first porn from my cousins until, I mean, I was like 16. 15, 16. I remember freaking out. We're going, oh my God, how is this legal? Apparently, I wasn't alone. It's an ongoing discussion.
No. I think I don't know.
Like, I had a Blockbuster card, and so when I could ride my bike to Blockbuster, like, I could sneak over and do that. Depending on who was doing the checkout, I could rent something from the suspense aisle. And the suspense aisle is all the Skinamax stuff.
Right.
There's a whole section labeled suspense, but really it was softcore porn.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was listening to somebody lose traction outside. I heard an engine rev and some, it sounded like just street tires on ice.
Yeah, that's not good.
No,
that's the wrong sound.
As long as it's not followed by a crunch, you know, afterwards, then I think people are going to be okay.
Or a slow bunk. Yeah. Bump. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole interstate's closed. Bridge is closed. And, like, I think that was all day. Like, I don't think that, I think there are people trapped on the other side of the bridge, James. In Port Allen.
Oh, my God. That's like hell.
Right? I'm sure at this point it's like a dystopia full of burning oil drums and roving gangs of people trying to eat Nutria or something. I don't know.
I call myself a Nutria. That belongs to us. Who are you guys? We're the Port Allen Fierce Gang. We haven't thought of a name yet. Give us a Nutria.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to tell me who it's going to. I'm not going to just, like, give it up. Because they're going to ask. When I get back to camp, I'm like, did you catch a Nutria? Yeah. But somebody took it. Who? Port Allen Fierce Gang. That's what I'm going with.
We could do better than that, boss. Shut up.
Distraction.
You're telling me to shut up way too long. Now's not the time.
But yeah, seeing all the pictures of like the completely abandoned interstate. Like, now is the time to run off and shoot your independent movie about nuclear winter dystopia, where you have that scene of people walking down an abandoned interstate.
Yeah.
Although, you always see in those movies, you always see the interstates full of cars, like bodies in them.
Yeah, like they, like something's, they were all on the interstate, and then whatever happened, happened. And some of them either abandoned their cars or just died in them.
Although, with last weekend, when that there was that false nuclear warning in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, the incoming ballistic missile. Oh, psych.
Yeah. Like, it was like 8:30 in the morning, and a bunch of people were like, shit, I got to get to another island. And so they all, like, hopped in their cars and took off in the same direction, and people were flying. And there wasn't, like, crazy traffic, I guess, because it was early enough. I think it was a Saturday. Was that Saturday?
Could have been.
But, yeah, that didn't happen. But I can imagine there being all kinds of crazy traffic. Like, when they've had to evacuate, like, remember when they evacuated Houston? And it didn't work out for that storm. Yeah. And, like, it didn't really hit Houston the way it was supposed to. And people got stuck in their cars for days. And the sun was very much out.
Right.
But they were just stuck. So I guess that's pretty realistic. I don't know how crazy it would be to get out of Baton Rouge. And I think getting out of New Orleans would be easier because they've got experience. You know, they kind of know how to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to get out of any place that has more than two ways out, you know? Like, if everybody has to take one particular road, then you're going to be fucked. But as long as you got, like, three or four different ways out. The problem is, if you're going one direction in New Orleans, I mean, New Orleans is surrounded by several bodies of water, right? So you're going to have to find a way across the spillway, you know, spillway or one of the bridges across the river, or
get a boat.
Yeah, or get a boat.
Put a bicycle on it.
Get like a Flintstone boat that you power by a paddle boat. Paddle boat? That's not what they're called. Paddle boat's like a steamboat. What do you call those boats that you, like, sit in and you, like, you pedal?
Boats.
Pedal boats. Not to be confused with paddle boats. Paddle.
I like those. Carol, I don't think, does. We were watching a travel show with Richard Ayoade, and he was in Sweden. And he was cruising along one of the canals in a paddle boat. And I was like, oh, I like that. I like those. If we ever have like a pond, I totally want to get one of those. Just cruise around. And Carol's like, no, I don't like those. I'm like, why? What's not to like? I have very fond memories of those. Went camping with my cousins at Jellystone Park, which is a thing. It's a campground based entirely off of the Yogi Bear universe, but it was also kind of abandoned. Like, we had to pay to get in. think it was like $5 for the campground. But it was extremely run down. And there was all kinds of like amusement stuff with no one watching it. Like there was a roller skating area that was under a pavilion. And we could just go to where the roller skates were and put those on. And we did. I remember there was a big old, there were statues of like Yogi Bear and Ranger Smith and all that. And Ranger Smith did not have a nose because he was a big hollow fiberglass statue. The nose had broken off and somebody put a stick in it.
Oh.
Yeah. So he was Ranger Smith.
There was a hole in his face where the stick sticking out.
Yeah. Like he had done a lot of cocaine. I don't know what he did with his success in the 70s. He probably did a lot of blow. But there was also paddle boats. There was miniature golf too. It was shitty and it was covered in leaves, but we did it anyway. But yeah, there were paddle boats and we were cruising around in those things. And I was wearing my cousin's big old mud boots, his rain boots, because I had gotten my shoes wet and put them by the fire to dry off and they melted.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy that trip all that much, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Sounds like it's got its own issues.
Yes. But it was winter because we were sitting outside in the cold around the campfire. And my uncle started telling a scary story. And he's very good at telling scary stories, especially to 10-year-old boys. And I was like, please stop. kind of a pussy. Like, I should have been like, oh, yes, I am not frightened. That was the whole idea. That's the whole point of it. But no. I mean, now I could totally come back and, like, I'll give you a scary story. But back then, nah, man. Yeah, outside in the woods.
I don't know how many scary stories I knew when I was 10 years old. Although my cousin, Warina, had a good story about the woman with the golden arm. I don't even remember all the details of it. I just remember she scared the shit out of me. And she's only like 8 months older than I am.
Like the Sinatra movie? But the heroin addict?
Sure. I don't... What? No.
The man with the golden arm.
Yeah, Sinatra, I never saw that.
Sinatra plays a heroin addict.
No, this is like about a woman who like was in a car accident. She lost her arm and they replaced it with a golden arm and her husband became so jealous he like killed her for it. And then like she came back from the dead and was like searching for whoever stole her golden arm.
That makes, like, you know, there's some big old holes in that, James.
You know, when you're 10, you don't notice
you lost your arm. Here's one made of gold. Well, first off, how are you going to attach it? Because that's got to weigh like 40 pounds. Second, how expensive is that? Because that's a lot of gold. Like, even if it's like hollow and covered in like, well, I guess if it was hollow and covered in gold leaf, it wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
But then why would he kill her for it? Like, all I can imagine is it was a solid gold arm.
Well, maybe he thought it was solid gold, but it actually wasn't.
Well, didn't he pay for the thing, or did she have her own insurance?
No, she had her own insurance. You know, like she didn't even take her last name. They just got married for convenience sakes.
And who the fuck? What insurance agent on earth is going to be like, hey, Ted? Ted.
Yeah.
Ted.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So you signed off on this. You got the Kinski account?
Uh-huh.
Okay, look. Right here, this line. Was it fourth from the bottom?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have ICU,
right.
Trauma surgery.
Right, uh-huh.
Amputation, again, uh-huh. Covered.
Necessary, yeah.
Okay. And then under prosthetics.
Right. She needed a new arm because you got it amputated. So previous line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. The amputation, totally covered. Under prosthetics.
Uh-huh.
She has a mid-level. She's on our tier three.
Uh-huh.
It's a corporate account. She's got a pretty good policy. Anyway, no, but like, look, she's covered for like a mid-level prosthetic.
Right.
Right. The Hampton Mark II with the claw, or she could get the Mark II, and she could get the Lefty Lovely. The one that doesn't move, but it's, you know, it's for like when you're going out. Yeah, that's covered. Mm-hmm. You signed her off for a arm made entirely of solid gold.
Wait. Gold? Oh, yeah, shit, I did. Oh,
that's what that is.
I think that's a typo.
Did you not notice the line item? It says solid gold arm, $570,000.
Yeah, I missed.
That's your initials, yeah. Right?
I thought it said 5,700. I put the decimal in the wrong place.
TD, that's fucking you.
That's, yeah, I'm Ted.
Okay.
Ted, yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, my bad.
Okay, you got a caller.
I got a what?
My ass on the line. I got a call this morning from corporate, and they said, did you sign off for a fucking golden arm? And I said, what? And they said, who is TD? And I said, Ted Davidson. He's in receivable. Yeah, get him. I want his ass. So this is me getting your ass. If you can get the arm back, I think we'll be okay. But you got to call her because this isn't cool. Wow.
But she's like, I mean, she loved that thing. I remember because I got a call. She said, and I was wondering why she was so excited about something made out of lead. And she was like, oh, that is so wonderful. I was like,
wait, okay. you thought you were getting her a lead arm?
Yeah. Yeah, 57 dude, for a lead arm.
No, fiberglass.
Fiberglass, lead, it's, you know, they're both carcinogens.
Fiberglass or molded plastic? One of these, let, okay.
Yes.
Let's, none of the metals, okay? And if you're going to do one made out of metal, not solid. It doesn't make any sense. You've seen the harness on that.
That makes a whole lot more sense. Yeah, not solid. Okay. Well, I mean, I've never, like, you know, lost an arm, so I didn't know, like, you know.
End of the day, I will have a golden arm on my desk. Or I will have your ass and your resignation on my desk.
Well, I don't want to resign. Yeah, I don't want to resign. I like this job. I get to help
people. Call her. Call her now. Call her now. Pick up. You have to use my phone. Here's her number. Call her.
Okay.
I'll call. Hello.
This is Ted Davidson at Periodic Prosthetics and Insurance, and I was wondering if your wife is home.
Kind of. She's indisposed in the moment.
Okay. Well, this is about how are you doing, sir? Are you you're Mr. Thompson?
Yes.
Hi. This is Ted Davidson. There was a bit of a mix-up with your family's claim about the. Everything with the trauma and the amputation was covered and everything, but we kind of
You guys were really great with that. Thank you.
Yes. We kind of made a mistake with the prosthetic. We were supposed to.
The golden arm.
Yes.
Oh, that thing's great.
The golden arm, yes. I need to actually. Yeah,
I got that. I love that thing because it doesn't move, but like the hand, they made the hand into a fist.
Oh yeah, very, with very
just the right size.
Right. Very,
for me to put my dick in.
What?
So, yeah, I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna need that back, and it's gonna need to be cleaned as well.
What?
Cleaned, you know, maybe with, you know, some alcohol.
No, not that. Like, and I clean it. No, but like you need it back?
Yeah, your insurance, the level of your insurance doesn't cover a solid gold arm. Actually, it doesn't even cover a solid lead arm. It covers a hollow fiberglass arm. So we're going to have to get your wife in and get it, her measured for the fiberglass replacement for that, and we're gonna have to take the gold one back, I'm afraid.
Can I just bring the arm in? She's not really mobile right now. Can I just bring the golden arm in, and then you measure that and give me a prosthetic just like it?
Is she like under the weather or something? She's a little bit sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I could bring the golden arm in, and then you make one just like it. But
okay,
like,
yeah.
Can you do one like out of silicone rubber?
silicone rubber. Yeah, I guess we can.
Something washable and like that I could do in the shower.
You know, whatever you guys want to do with it, that's your business. I just need the golden arm back. I can come by and get it, right? Actually, you guys, you only live like a mile and a half away. I can be there.
No. I'll bring it. I'll bring it to you. I'll bring it right. Right. Well, you know, I need to wash it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's got a variety of fluids on it right now. But let me wash it and I'll run it on over.
Okay.
You can give me. Hey, do you have a loaner? Like just for, because I know it's gonna take a while to make the new one, custom job like that. But do you have a like? I mean, you know, something.
Your wife is really eager to pick things up, I'm assuming, is what you're implying.
Sure. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That actually... I got tape. Yeah, no. You know what? I'll make it work. I'll make it work. I'll be by. I'll be by with it. And, right, honey?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, she's fine with it. So I'm going to bring the golden arm by, and I'll see you in a minute. Bye.
Well, that guy just murdered his wife.
You think? I could hear it in his voice from here. Now call the cops and go get that fucking arm before they take it into evidence.
Okay. Do you want to come with me?
End of business today, Ted.
All right.
Jesus. Hey, do you want me to get you lunch while you're out?
Yeah, you going to that sandwich shop down the road?
Yeah, club or chicken salad?
Chicken salad today.
All right. Now go get the arm. All right,
I'm going.
You want a Coke?
Diet Coke, please.
Okay. And scene. That was so stupid. So stupid. But it did keep me warm.
That's good.
I'm amazed I was able to last the whole episode without freezing my tits off.
Your tits?
But I have layers, James.
Just like an onion.
Yes, like an onion or a parfait.
Everybody likes parfait.
Everybody likes parfaits. Yeah, but that said, I still need to warm the fuck up. So, for this week, I'm Nick Moore.
I am James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore. You have been dorked.
You have indeed been dorked. I'm going to get some more bourbon.
Yeah, keep warm, folks. Later, James.
Later, Nick. Stay warm. Yeah. Be warm.
I'm trying.
All right. Well, shit on
go get the arm!
I'll get the arm!